City Commission Highlights for October 7, 2025, City Commission Meeting. The Brownsville City Commission met on Tuesday, October 7, 2025, for its regular meeting at City Hall, where commissioners celebrated community milestones, advanced significant planning efforts, and received updates on key city and state infrastructure initiatives. The meeting began with a proclamation declaring October 4th to 10th as World Space Week, honoring the city's growing role in space research and innovation. The proclamation highlighted the efforts of the South Texas Space Science Institute, the Cristina Torres Memorial Observatory, and the South Texas Astronomical Society, STARS, in expanding local access to STEM education and astronomical research. During the presentation, representatives thanked the Parks and Recreation Department for its ongoing partnership on the Solar System in the Park project and announced the upcoming 41st annual Turkey Trot on November 22nd, which supports scholarships for students pursuing STEM and medical degrees. Consultants from Stantec presented the commission with a major update on the city's Parks and Recreation Master Plan. The plan, developed through extensive community engagement, aims to guide Brownsville's park system growth and improve residents' overall health and quality of life. Over 5,000 community interactions and nearly 1,500 survey responses helped shape the draft plan, which focuses on expanding park access, improving amenities, and promoting sustainability. Key findings include the need for more parks, trails, and programming to meet future demand, enhancing accessibility and equity to address health and environmental disparities, increasing staffing and funding to support park maintenance and expansion, and leveraging natural resources, such as the city's resicas, for recreation and stormwater management. The vision statement defines Brownsville's parks as pathways to health, wellness, connection, and opportunity, and proposes strategic investments and partnerships to create a more inclusive and connected park system. Commissioners praised the plan's emphasis on public engagement and long-term action. Commissioner Linda Macias stressed the importance of increasing shade structures to make parks more usable year-round, while Mayor John Cowan Jr. announced that Brownsville has been selected for the Harvard Bloomberg City Leadership Initiative, which will help accelerate implementation of the master plan to improve community health outcomes. The final master plan is expected to be adopted in January 2026, with immediate steps for implementation to follow. The Commission also recognized October as National Community Planning Month. Planning and Development Services Director Daniel Leal led the presentation, emphasizing the role of thoughtful planning in shaping a more connected, sustainable Brownsville. Leal outlined the department's ongoing efforts to streamline permitting and development services through the Axila digital platform and the launch of the new GWIZ Wizard tool, designed to simplify permit applications for residents and businesses. The department partnered with the city's communications team to produce video walkthroughs for public use. He also announced three major long-range planning projects: the Downtown Renaissance Master Plan, currently underway, the Housing Master Plan in procurement, and the Comprehensive Plan, scheduled for 2026. These aren't just documents, they're commitments, Leal said. He also recognized City Manager Helen Ramirez, IMCACM, ACIP, a certified professional planner, for her leadership in making planning a cornerstone of the city's economic development and sustainability strategies. The Texas Department of Transportation, TxDOT, presented an update on the Texas-Mexico Border Transportation Master Plan, first completed in 2021. The updated plan aims to address the rapid growth of cross-border traffic and trade, with a 15% increase in trade value and a 6% rise in passenger crossings since the previous study. TxDOT representatives reported $64 million in projects completed in the FAR district since 2021, $609 million in projects currently under construction, and $1.7 billion in fully funded projects for the region. The updated plan will incorporate new data, economic forecasts, and stakeholder input to guide infrastructure development through 2050. Public engagement sessions will continue through 2026, with final adoption expected in January 2027. Commissioners also approved a planned development district for a new Embassy Suites hotel project, bringing the largest Embassy Suites in the Rio Grande Valley to Brownsville. The development, located along Spring Mart Boulevard, will feature seven stories, a resort-style pool, and amenities tailored for both business and leisure travelers. The project includes adjustments to zoning regulations, allowing a height increase to 95 feet and modified parking requirements to accommodate 168 rooms with 178 parking spaces. City staff initiated the zoning change to support the project at no cost to the developer. Officials noted that the development will enhance Brownsville's hospitality options and provide a premier location for visitors to view SpaceX launches from Starbase. You can view the City Commission meeting here. https://www.youtube.com/watch v=6lrzuckachvu